Good morning.
Good morning to Carbu. That's Paul O'Mahony driving his old Saab on the road between Cork to Adair in County Limerick. Now, you might be able to hear the windscreen wipers in the background. They have to be on because it is raining. And generally speaking, the road is not very crowded. It's a pretty unpleasant weather day. But it's a great day for going to see my 84-year-old mother, who lives in sheltered housing in Adair. She, some of you might know, and most of you won't know, that I recently took her on a pilgrimage to Lourdes in France. We went in a little family group, myself, my sister, and my cousin, who came all the way from Brandon, Manitoba, Canada. And the four of us as a group went to Lourdes. So this is actually my first time seeing my mother since I came back from Lourdes. Spoken with her on the phone a few times, but it's a good opportunity for us, she and I, to review the experience of Lourdes. We're a sort of an odd couple, really. We're a believer, a firm believer, and a somebody who is quite a sophisticated Roman Catholic religious person, and a complete and utter unbeliever, and that I admit is myself. Now, I used to actually be a believer when I was young, and I've always had a continuing interest in religion, so it's not that I have absolutely no difficulty or embarrassment or reluctance to discuss any aspect of religion at all. So it's going to be absolutely lovely to talk to my mother. We probably won't talk about religion. We'll probably talk about the experience of being in a community in Lourdes where everybody was helping each other. Now, I call it a community, which is probably a misnomer. There were probably loads of communities within Lourdes when we were there. Lots of different pilgrimages. We happened to be with the pilgrimage from Limerick, which had 500-600 people on it, half of whom were pushed about in wheelchairs and helped by other people. Or actually, what I really mean is that if you count the wheelchair people and the those pushing them around, they made up about half of the pilgrimage, and the rest were the others, like myself and anyway, there we are. That's the kind of thing we're going to be talking about. My mother used to be on the internet. In fact, she used to be good into email and look up things, and even did a bit of a learning about ecumenism via the internet, if I remember rightly, at one stage. But she doesn't use the internet anymore and has no internet access in her apartment. And so I'm not actually going to be able to show her the YouTube videos that I've been putting up in the last 24 hours. It's been a bit exciting for me to put up YouTube videos because for ages I've seen that just about everybody else seems to be able to put up videos on YouTube, but I personally haven't done it. And I finally got a few up, so if you want to see the videos of Lourdes, you just have to Google YouTube and O'Mahony Blog, O-M-A-N-I-B-L-O-G, and you'll get my YouTube channel, and there I think you have about 5 bits of raw footage. Very raw, very unsophisticated, and it's put up by somebody who's just learning how to shoot a YouTube video from an iPhone. But I'll do my best to show her at least some of the video footage, because the iPhone will have some radio contact via O2. Unfortunately, if I move into one corner of her apartment, the phone coverage disappears, and consequently the internet access disappears. But it'll be really nice to sit with my mother and just get nostalgic and reminiscent. She came back from Lourdes, I think, vowing that she's going to go every year from now on. She didn't see an apparition. She didn't get assumed into heaven. These were things that I said to myself and a few others might actually happen while we were there. But no, she actually really did get a real zest and a boost from it. She really enjoyed, and I'm sure she'll tell me this later, being nice to other people there. It certainly, the atmosphere at Lourdes was full of that. And I've written extensively about it on my blog, which you can find if you simply Google From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace, and or else Google Omani blog. In fact, you'd even find it if you Google my own name, Paul Omani. Anyway, that's lots of stuff about Lourdes already. More to come today, and perhaps on my way back from Adair, I'll do another audio boo and give you a little report on what my mother's thoughts were about it. And in fact, if I really was organised, I'd get her to do an audio boo herself. Okay, all the best now. Paul Omani finishing. Bye-bye.